Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph, Rabbein Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, and the base of the Mishnah. Vayab Leinoshim, Elashmoinesri. He should not have excessive number of wives, he may marry only 18 wives. Rida Aime, Marbehuloi, or Vad Shalayhu, Mesiris Es Libri. Rida says he may marry more, as long as they don't divert his heart from fearing Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Aime, Afilo Achafi, Mesiris Libri, Hareze Leisaena. Rabbi Shimon says he may not even marry one if she will divert his heart. If so, why does the Torah forbid taking too many wives? That if you look at Abigail, it's even wives who inspire him to fear Hashem, like Abigail. He shouldn't have too many horses, only what he needs for chariots, means the army. And silver and gold, he shouldn't have too much of that. Only what he needs to pay his army. He writes Sefer Torah for himself. When he goes to war, it's with him. When he enters, it's with him. When he judges, it's with him. When he reclines, it's opposite him. As the Pasuk says, it will be with him, and he will read from it all of his days, all of the days of his life. He may not ride on his horse, nor sit in his chair, or use his scepter. We may not see him when he's naked, or taking a haircut, or in the bathhouse. As the Pasuk says, you should surely place upon you the king, meaning his fear must be upon you. And the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, Al Shem Ashishi Yisroem Le'egla, U'maksiv Tamon V'imma'at V'yisif L'chakein V'gehele. Rav Kahana says that we learn the limit of 18 from the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Per Gimel, Pasuk Hei, and the sixth was Yisroem of Egla, which is David's wife, and it says in Shmuel Beis, Per Yitches, and if that were too little, then I would add unto you like them and like them. So if the original Pasuk said there were six wives and like them, makes a total of 18 wives. Mitzvah said he should not have too many horses, only what he needs for his chariots. We learn it from the Pasuk that says, in Shmuel Beis, Ches Pasuk Dalad, and David was Ma'ake, he hoed all of the horses. Means that he cut the hamstrings of the horses that were in excess to what he needed. The Mishnah said, and he should not have excess amounts of silver and gold, only what he needs to pay his army. Shimon Levi said he may amass gold and silver only for what he must pay his army for this year. Rav Acha said that Shlomo HaMelech said three things that Melech HaDin laughed at and brought punishment for them. I corrupted them and mixed them up. I mean, one is he would not increase wives, and it says, and King Shlomo loves the wives of the foreign nations. Rav Shimon Yochai says he truly loved them for Znus. Hanania ben Ache, Rishua Oime Al Shem, Tisratenbom. Hanania, the nephew of Rishua, said he married them, but this was forbidden because the prophet of Tisratenbom not marrying women from foreign nations. Rav Yossi Oime, Lemoshchon Adivay Torah, Lekovim Tachas Kanfi Hashchina. Rav Yossi said he married them to draw them to Divay Torah and to bring them under the wings of the Shchina. Leather says, Minas Adin laughed because the foreign women made also him to sin. Rav Shimon Yochai, Hanani, and Leather are of one opinion, means all say that he sinned, and Rav Yossi argues with all three of them. He will not increase his horses, as it says in the Pasuk, that, and it was that Shlomo had 40,000 stalls and horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. They were all idle, means he had no need for them, so it was forbidden. But a hedjut, a regular person, is permitted all of them. The kesef azav la yabalem oid, v'ksiv v'yitin ha-melech et ha-kesef b'yushalayim ta'avonim v'lo yehayu nignoveis. The pasuk says he should not have an excessive amount of silver and gold. But the pasuk says, and the king put silver in Yerushalayim like stones, and they were not stolen. Amr b'yosi ben Chanina, Abnei Eser Amos v'Ushmoina Amos. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina said they were rocks, 10 amos, up 10 amos and 8 amos. It means they were too heavy to steal. Tani v'Shimon Yochai, Afilat Mishkolis Shahayu b'Yemei Shleimai, Lehayu Shel Kesef Ela Shel Zav. V'Shimon Yochai said an advisor that even weights in the days of Shleimai were not of silver, rather of gold. V'Matam in Kesef Nechshav b'Yemei Shleimai. Why was the reason that silver wasn't important in the days of Shleimai? There was no concern lest people steal them. Ksiv l'schik amalti meholel amal kodesh boch l'shleimer ma'ator azu v'ashcher v'ed nikisi. Pasuk says in Koheles and Pek Beis, Pasuk Beis, of laughter I said, it is mingled, it is mixed with weeping and sighs. At that time Hashem said to Shleimer, what's this crown on your head? Descend from my throne. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina amal ba'oys ha'shar yor malach v'nidma k'dimus Shleimer v'hemida nikisai v'yashu tachtov. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina says at that time, an angel descended the image of Shlomo and made him get it off his throne and sat in place of him. Shlomo went to Bati Knesset and Bati Midrashos and said, I, Koheles, was king over Yisrael in Yerushalayim. V'havu ma'inle malka Yosef al v'sileyom didei v'teima ani Koheles v'yimakinoisei v'kane amevin lefonav ka'ara grisim. They said to him, the king sits on a throne and you say, I'm Koheles? They hit him with a stick and brought in front of him a bowl of grits, meaning food for poor people. At that time he said, this was my portion. Some say that he was left with only with a staff, and some say a cup, and some say a bowl. The Gemara asks, who aroused prosecution against him? Shimon Levi says the letter Yud in Yarbeh prosecuted him. Tani of Shimon Yachai, Ola, Sefer Mishneh Torah, Nisotech Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Om Lefon HaVibayin HaHilom, Vasavta B'Torah Secha, Hordaitiki, Shebeteila, Miksas Beteila Kula, Arishlem Mivakish La, called Yud Mimeni. Shimon Yachai said in Avisa that Sefer Dvarim ascended and prostrated in front of Hashem and said, Master of the world, you wrote in your Torah that any document with any testimony that is partially nullified is totally void. Shlomo wanted to uproot Yud, the letter Yud from me. So it says, Yarbeh, he will increase wives, horses, and money. And he said, Arbeh means I will increase, meaning he put an Aleph in place of a Yud. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo, Ve'elef Chiyotzevoi, Ve'telim, Ve'davim Mimcha, Ein Abatel. Hashem said to Sefer Dvarim, Shlomo and 1,000 like him should be batel, and no matter from you is batel. Ravuna b'shem of Acha, Yud shenot v'kodesh Baruch Hu, me'imeinu sawa, niten chetzev sh'al sawa, chetzev al avram. Ravuna, quoting Rav Acha, said the Yud that Hashem took from Sarai, when he changed the name to Sawa, he gave half to Sawa, for the gematria of hay is half that of Yud, and half to Avram, because he were initially with Avram without a hay. Tani, Rav Yehoshia, Allah, Yud, v'shetech v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'am v'goyno ilomim, akalteni, v'na sadeik et azois. Rav Yehoshia said that the Yud ascended in prostration in front of Hashem and said, Master of the world, you uprooted me from the name of this holy woman. Amalai Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzelecha, Lesha'ava, Ha'isi, Nosen, B'Shem, Nekeva, Abasef Teva, Chayecha, She'ein, Nosen, B'Shem, Zohar, Abroish Teva, Abroish Dechseva, Yikra, Moshe, Le'eshev, Ben Nun, Yeshua. Hashem told it, go before you in the name of a female and at the end of a word. I will put you in the name of a male at the beginning of the word, as the Pasuk says, and Moshe called Hoshea ben Nun, Yehoshua. Mishnah says that he writes the Sefer Torah for himself, so he will not aggrandize himself with his fathers or his rebbes. They check it against the Sefer Torah in the Azara, according to the Beis Din of 71. The Mishnah says when he goes out to war, it's with him, as the Pasuk says, and it will be with him, and he will read from it all the days of his life. V'haridron kav v'chomer. Umay im melech Yisrael shehaya osuk v'sochi Yisrael nemo boi v'kor boi kol yimei chayav ha'hedrit alachas kam v'chamer. So we can learn from this a kav v'chomer, a king of Yisrael who engages in the needs of the Sibor, and it says he shall read from it all the days of his life, all the more so a common one must do so. V'hedrit boi nemo v'yoshua v'gisa boi yom v'layla ha'hedrit kav v'chomer. Umay im yoshua shehaysik v'sochi Yisrael nemo v'gisa boi yom v'layla ha'hedrit v'kol shekin. Similarly, it says in about Yeshua, Ve'gisa bo yom v'lana, and you shall think about it day and night. We can learn from the Kal V'chomer if Yeshua, who engaged in needs of the Sibor, said it, and it said he must learn it constantly, all the more so a commoner must do so.